I'd be happy to, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for this opportunity. You know, a year ago, these same groups met at the National Press Club to honor World Trade Month, urging Congress to ratify these trade agreements. And here we are again, together, 1 year later, and not one agreement has been ratified. So why are we sitting on the sidelines and allowing U.S. farmers and ranchers to be put at a competitive disadvantage with our competitors while they sign and deliver and seal trade deals? There's no good reason, in my estimation. It's time to cross the finish line. With that said, it's only fair to give credit where credit is due. U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk made promises that he would aggressively work to resolve any issues with the pending free trade agreements. He honored that commitment. I tip my hat to him for keeping his word. These agreements are ready to be sent to Congress today. There are a lot of policymakers who have trumpeted these trade pacts and the overall importance of free and open trade, and I can't mention them all, so I would like to acknowledge a couple of them. First, Chairman Lucas, your staunch support for expanding opportunities outside our borders for U.S. farmers and ranchers is not only commendable but admirable. Thank you very much. And secondly, to my own senior senator, Max Baucus, who is the Senate Finance Chairman, is to be commended for sticking to his guns on the beef issue with South Korea, despite criticism, even though some of that came from me at times. Because of these efforts, cattle ranchers may very well see greater opportunities in South Korea. South Korea, the demand for U.S. beef is growing. It's a popular product with Korean consumers. Last year, we sold over $500 million worth of beef into Korea. Unfortunately, all cuts of beef going into Korea were hit with a 40% trade tariff, resulting in more than $200 million that was spent on trade tariffs. This outrageous trade tariff is the greatest hindrance to expanding U.S. beef exports into Korea. When implemented, FTA will phase out the 40% tariff with $15 million in savings the first year in tariffs and $325 million in saving annually once fully implemented. This is hundreds of millions of dollars in cost savings that will stimulate the beef industry and rural America. According to the U.S. Trade Commission, annual exports of U.S. beef could increase as much as $1.8 billion once this agreement is fully implemented. However, Australia has successfully ratified their bilateral agreement with South Korea before the United States. They will enjoy nearly a 3% tariff advantage over the American beef for the next 15 years. That's not acceptable. Additionally, South Korea and the European Union have signed a free trade agreement in October, and it will be implemented in July of this year. The U.S.-Colombia trade promotion agreement, when implemented, will immediately eliminate one of the highest tariffs in the world, 80% on prime and choice U.S. beef. All tariffs on beef and beef products will phase out over 15 years, and for the first time ever, U.S. beef will be on a competitive footing with beef imports from Brazil and Argentina. These trade agreements are truly about fair trade as well as free trade. And in 2010, the United States exported $750,000 in beef to products to Colombia, which isn't much, but when you consider the 80% tariff, it's think what we could do without that. Another important linchpin for U.S. beef trade is Panama Free Trade Agreement. Like Colombia, the Panama Free Trade Agreement provides assurances for stable export markets through plant inspection equivalency. Panama also modified its import requirements related to BSE to be consistent with internationally recognized standards. Additionally, the 30% tariff on prime and choice cuts would be immediately eliminated, and the duties on all other cuts would be phased out over 15 years. If Congress approves these agreements, the United States will ultimately have free trade for U.S. beef with approximately two-thirds of the Western Hemisphere. Failure to implement these pending trade agreements sends the wrong message to our major export markets like China and Russia, markets with tremendous potential but limited or non-existent access. That demand will be met by someone. It should be met by U.S. producers selling U.S. beef. In honor of World Trade Month and National Trade Month, I asked President Obama to send these agreements to Congress immediately. Don't continue this five-year delay any longer. Members of Congress, prepare your yes vote and push all three of these agreements across the finish line. This is a powerful stimulus package for the American people, a stimulus package that will not cost the American taxpayers one damn dime. Thank you.